Well, the moderate malnutrition in children representing those who has been more likely experiencing slow growth, several of them stunting, underweight, and also having other complications like frequent infections. We think these are the group of children that really need attention for preventing them not to go into more severe malnutrition that would really be risky for their lives.
Now, is this a serious global problem?
It is a serious problem because it's affecting 160 million children worldwide. And in many, many countries where we are seeing high burden of malnutrition.
Now, can you identify some of those countries?
Yes, it's mainly in Asia. You can find South Asia. We have to say India, Nepal, Bangladesh. Those are major. We also see Southeast Asia, and that's Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, and in sub-Saharan Africa. We see a whole bunch of the children and any other countries in Central and East Africa and West Africa as well. But severity of scale, the sub-Saharan Africa is still a big problem. But if you ask me about the number of the children, Asia is the largest number because of the population scale.
Now, there is moderate acute malnutrition and severe acute malnutrition. What's the difference between the two?
I think that one is more chronic. And if you say moderate malnutrition, it means that the level of anthropometrically the growth, people doing weight and height nowadays, this more likely what you are seeing as underweight or stunting. But when you say acute, it means that the condition may be aggravating. And at that point in time, you need to do something. It's just like you diagnose somebody who come into the clinic and you have sneezing, you have fever, you start to see those kind of symptoms and you say something has to be done. But we don't want to leave children and say, well, because they're not yet there, let's not do anything. I think we have the responsibility to make sure that those children, we can do something to help them to improve their nutritional status and their health.
What can be done to prevent malnutrition in children?
We are looking at primarily several strategies. Directly, we want to take a look at food and care. Now, food, there are different kinds of food supplement that is available. So like a short-term approach, you can give them a certain food supplement, but local foods that are high in nutrients are now being made into the supplementary foods for these children. We also take a look at care, how these children get care from household level, how they get access to health services and any others important prevention like program like immunization, hygiene and sanitation. They are all needed to help this group of children to walk out of malnutrition state.
Now, what would you say has come out of the symposium that will contribute in better tackling this problem of malnutrition in children?
I think the outcome of the symposium, the most important point is that meeting participants called for the increasing government responsibility, leadership, and accountability to address this problem. That at this point, the best thing is to do a multi-sectoral approach that could link the health and food sector, like agriculture and health system in the country, as well as education, to come together and, let's say, roll out a more integrated nature of intervention program, and also emphasizing the local foods that could help improving nutritional status. And lastly, important point that has been made is capacity development, particularly at the frontliners or community health workers level, that these are the group and the, let's say, our soldiers that would help fighting malnutrition at the front line.